Saudi Crown Prince Defends China's Re-Education Camps for Uyghur Muslims. By John Hayward on February 24, 2019. Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, visiting Beijing to meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping, made a comment on Friday about China's right to defend itself against terrorism that has been widely interpreted as a tacit endorsement of the oppression of the Uyghur Muslims of Xinjiang province. Saudi Arabia firmly adheres to the One China policy. We respect and support China's rights to take counter-terrorism and extremism measures to safeguard national security. We stand ready to strengthen cooperation with China, bin Salman said, as reported by China's state-run Xinhua News Network. The UK Independent noted with some sarcasm that Saudi Arabia's ruling family has portrayed itself as the defender of Muslims across the world and protector of Islam's two holiest shrines. The Independent suggested this self-proclaimed duty to defend Islam has been set aside in China's case for the sake of economic interests, and because China has been much less critical of Saudi Arabia than Western nations in such matters as the war in Yemen and the murder of Jamal Khashoggi. The UK Telegraph pointed out that Uyghur representatives have appealed to bin Salman and other leaders of Muslim nations for help. But so far the only significant criticism of China has come from Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Imran Khan, Prime Minister of Pakistan, where Prince Salman has just visited, said he did not know much about the conditions of the Uyghurs, The Telegraph noted. Writing at The Washington Post last week, Isaac Stonefish called bin Salman a sham leader because he refuses to speak up for the Uyghurs. Fish also castigated the leaders of relatively liberal Muslim countries like Indonesia and Malaysia for failing to confront the Chinese, and noted with dismay that even Turkey's criticism of China has been downgraded from accusations of genocide against the Uyghurs to describing the Xinjiang camps as a great shame for humanity, now that Ankara has enjoyed a few rounds of productive trade talks with Beijing. Turkey has, at least, continued to call on Beijing to shut down the re-education camps and asked the United Nations to end the human tragedy in Xinjiang, as recently as 2 weeks ago. Business Insider in August attributed the deafening silence of Muslim nations to the Uyghurs' plight primarily to money. Money, money, noting that China's massive Belt and Road infrastructure plan gives it tremendous leverage over heavily indebted nations like Pakistan and opportunistic governments like Saudi Arabia. Almost as importantly, several regional analysts told by that many Muslim nations, including Saudi Arabia, have internal security problems with their own ethnic and religious minorities, so they might not view China's treatment of the Uyghurs with as much outrage as expected. Furthermore, most Middle Eastern nations are authoritarian states that wish to conduct their internal affairs without international interference, so they are willing to extend the same courtesy to China, currently the world's most powerful authoritarian nation.